Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe was just with us, and welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Jeff Phelps, Sandy Baskin, Dan Menigan. Meredith's taking your phone calls, 216-474-0092. Gary said real clear, Cavs, Celtics, top two teams in the East right now, and maybe for a long time. Are you there yet?
I'm not. Feel like to start the season, they're there. They're the top team of the second tier behind Boston. How's that sound? And they're not that far behind.
I think Boston's
in their own tier
you
right
do,
now.
Right, you really do?
Right now. I mean, through 16 games. Yeah, I'm not going to say that that's the way it's going to play out for the rest of the season. But, I mean, these other teams are struggling and, you know, injuries. You don't know how guys are going to return back. And, I believe that. I believe Boston's kind of on its own level. And then the Cavs are next. And then, you know, fill in the blank. I'm not going to count Milwaukee out. But even though they're a mess,
I can't put the Cavs not in the same tier as the Celtics right now.
They're in the same tier or they're not?
I think they have to be after their great start. Now, the one thing, and Kenny Atkinson, you know, has vocalized, you know, we haven't had the toughest schedule to start. Well, in the NBA, you can play anybody. You win 15 straight games. I mean, that, you know, we know the way the NBA works, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you win 15 straight games, it doesn't matter who's on the schedule. You're supposed to have schedule losses and blah, 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 and everything else. They haven't done that yet. I got to put them right there with Boston in the top tier. But I also think that they could drop down to the second tier you're talking about, Andy. And I think Milwaukee is a team that will, you know, get its act together and probably make a trade. I wonder if Philadelphia will, only because of health. If Philadelphia is healthy, I think they're clearly in that conversation. And then I think Orlando might continue to develop. Banchero's out. That hurts them terribly. I like Indiana. I think there are other teams that could come up there. But as I look at the Cavs team, I'd love to add one thing to it, a piece here or there, whatever, you know, tinkering. Still would love to get that wing piece. But the way that Kenny Atkinson is using his entire team has sold the team on fewer minutes for more quality minutes and more energy. And the fact that Caris LeVert's been really good, and that helps. That Dean Wade has been good, that helps. Okoro does his thing that is helpful. I think that might be able to hold you to not have to make a trade to pick up somebody like on the wing. And here's the other thing.
Last night was another night that made me think, they need you, especially defensively.
Well, you were going up against Tatum and Brown. You know what I mean?
Well, you want to win, you got to figure out a way to shut those guys down.
If you have Darius Garland on one of those guys, you're in big trouble. And, you know, look at the Cavs team. Who else are you going to have on them? You know, if you have Isaac Okoro on the floor the whole time, okay, but he doesn't help your offense any. But he might slow those guys down a little. That means the other guys have to pick it up. The one thing about the wing spot, and I'm not sure I completely believe this, but I'm going to go with it anyway. The way they're playing offense right now, with moving the ball, moving bodies, sharing shots for the most part, even though the last couple of games have been a concern for me, I think that can slightly cover up a problem on the wing, if there is a problem.
Oh, okay.
You know, and you could put Karras there, and it's okay. You know, I'm very fond of Karras's game. Max Strus can help you there. I think by playing a more Golden State Warrior style of ball, which is what they're doing, which is what Kenny was with Steve Kerr for the last several years, I think that can cover up and make it a little bit more positionless basketball. But you're on the money when you say, okay, yeah, until you run up against Tatum and Brown or a team that has two or three really, really good wing guys who are 6'8", 6'9".
Yeah, I just feel like last night there's separate. It's not very far. Is it a basket? Is it a two basket separation between the Cavs and the Celtics? Yeah, that's what I think it is. There were points last night. I was like, wow, like we are not there. But there's something about the build of this roster, and you talk about being able to use guys off the bench, and that you know two out of your eight players last night were in double figures, and that you didn't quit, and that you kept going, and you came back, and we've seen that kind of storyline all season for the Cavaliers. That gives you great hope for this season. I don't know how the other teams are going to play out, and I'm also fearful of like getting way too excited and then realizing and remembering when we get there, because it's a long way away, that the playoffs are just a different beast. They're not the same as, you know, oh, we won 15 in a row. That's not like, you know, winning a couple of four-game series by sweeps. It's not what it is. And so, you know, as we watch this thing mature, I think, and then grow under a new head coach, I'm wondering what the trade deadline is going to look like. Like that to me, how will they try to, because you know the Cavs will try to pick somebody up to try to help. If they think there's a player that can help them beat Boston, I don't. That's the MO of the franchise. I know you're looking at me with one eye.
No,
I'm not. I don't know who the player is.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that. The one thing that makes me pause on that, Kenny Atkinson's doing a great job of getting a lot out of these guys in the rotation to the point where I don't know who they would want to move.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know what I mean?
Expiring contract kind of deal. I mean, you could figure out something that maybe you just churn the bottom of the roster a little bit. Yeah. Or somebody's trying to dump a decent salary and you're willing to take on a little bit more and cap it.
If you're truly going to play 10 guys, then you might be able to move one of those 10 guys and have him, you know, here's the advertisement. Look at how he's been playing this year. And you can move him and something else and get something in return. Remember, they don't have first-round picks to move.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, there is that, isn't there?
Oh, you love to hang your hat on that.
Oh, I'm not hanging my hat on anything.
Do you still feel like today they spent too much on Mitchell or no?
Dave, I will always feel they gave up too much. And keep in mind, I think he's outstanding. I'm glad he's here. He's a really good NBA player. I loved him when he was in Utah. I thought he was really good. I think he gave up too much. I just always feel that way. Bill's in Parma. Bill.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, good afternoon, you guys.
Good. Feel like it's a great program today or just a regular program?
Wow.
No. This is platinum.
Oh, all right.
It's platinum. Sweet. No. I have to... And Andy, you always do great, but Jeff has said forever and ever that the Cavs are like real estate. It's not location, location, location. Right now it's Mobley, Mobley, Mobley. And what bothered me about the game last night, and I get it, it's one game, and I get it, you know, it's not everything falls in, What was so disappointing was, you know, it's almost like fell off the wagon. And that is this passing the ball around. As a matter of fact, when Garland got to be 1-6, I turned the TV off. I couldn't take it. And then I looked a little bit later, and he was 1-11. And I said to myself, I can't watch it. I mean, there's no excuse for that. I've heard people say to me today, well, he was too amped up. The problem right now is, and correct me, that's my opinion, and you guys, I respect yours. Problem right now, just like the gentleman, Mr. Washburn, said just a few minutes ago, this is Tatum and Brown's team, the Celtics. Whose team is this? The team is Mitchell and Mobley.
I think ultimately that's the way this team is going to excel.
Right. And Jeff, I agree. What bothers me is that here's Garland, and I'm not blaming him. Believe me, I'm not blaming him. But here's the mindset that's out there right now. For a while, they had sold him that he was the next, you know, person. They gave him a $40 million contract, which tells you that he's the next person. He goes out on that court, and he himself says, I'm a $40 million player. I am going to show these people who I am. And there's a lot of ego when they go on that court. What we saw last night was really a confusion of who he is, how this team plays, and what their roles are. And this is my opinion, and you know, this is what, you know, you guys can feed off of. I don't think this team will get to where they need to go until he is gone. And that's why I would like to see him go for a wing player, a taller player of that area. We don't need 2 6-foot-2 guys that kind of do the same thing, of which Mitchell is better. And I think Garland is not going to give up. Like last night after 1-6, this guy should have been dishing the ball off for it.
Yeah, he had 7 assists. When you're 3-21, you should have 12-14, shouldn't you?
That's correct. I don't want to be critical. I don't, because this team has done great. Kenny Atkinson is the best. You can't ask for more. But these are guys that have been playing on a road team AAU since 5th grade. They know what they are to do. And last night was all ego.
Let me give you one other thought. Craig Porter Jr. comes into the game, impacts the game last night. He had 15, and Ty Jerome has been terrific. I mean, right there you've got 2 point guards, Bill.
Well, you know, Jeff, thanks for bringing that up. Porter's game reminds me of Delonte West.
And, quit talking about one of my favorite guys.
Yeah, and it reminds me because, you know, I remember Delonte used to say he plays old man basketball. And that is back him down, and then, you know, go to the hoop.
And always under control.
Always under control. And I had heard one time that Danny Ferry said, and this blew my mind, he asked somebody, who, when they got into the playoffs one time and got deep, someone said, who's your 2 best players right now that you turn to? And he said, LeBron and Delonte. And I almost fell out of my seat because here's Mo Williams scoring 20 points a game. There is a difference once you get into the playoffs. You're not playing I-70 basketball. You're not playing AAU basketball. You're playing this hard. And this Porter kid and
Ty Jerome.
Yo. Yeah. And so, Jeff, thank you for saying that. But anyway, hey, you guys, have a great day.
Bill, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Platinum show.
You just won 15 straight games to start the season. Could you even think about moving one of the core four? It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.